It is the first Friday of 2015. The New Year's festivities have come and gone, and I'm happy to see that Mara Davis has picked herself up and dusted herself off, is back in the studio with a look ahead at some artists and shows not to be missed in 2015. And you're going to start off with one that's right around the corner, as they say.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things, and Happy New Year to you. Velvet Voice, Baby New Year, right here. This is fantastic. First, I want to talk about the Indigo Girls, who are going to be playing Terminal West on Saturday night. Now, that's a benefit for the Boys and Girls Club of Atlanta. It is sold out. And they do this every year, Amy and Emily, so good for them, and good for you if you have your tickets. But if you don't, I am really excited about 30A Songwriters Festival. This is going to be happening January 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, so that whole weekend down on 30A. So if you've ever been to Rosemary Beach or Grayton Beach, Alice Beach, the venues all through that area have phenomenal artists playing, and the festival keeps getting bigger and better every year. Take a listen to this lineup. They've got Indigo Girls, Leon Russell, Graham Nash, Jason Isbell, Charlie Mars, David Ryan Harris, Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek. I mean, and the list just keeps going on and on and on. Sean Mullins. I mean, we could spend
Randall Bramlett, Angie Parro.
Yeah, we could spend an entire segment just on this festival. So, and join me. I'll be emceeing some of the events. So I'm very, very excited about this. So that's definitely something to look forward to coming up in January.
Moving a little further ahead into the future, the Piano Man is coming to Atlanta, and he's coming by himself, not with Elton John.
And that's quite all right with me.
It's quite all right with me, too.
Says, son, can you play me a memory?
Billy Joel playing Phillips Arena, and I think this is great to see that he's touring because, you know, he did that long stand at Madison Square Garden, and he did pretty much a residency there. So Billy Joel has still got it, always a fun entertainer, and you know all the songs, so you can't go wrong. Billy Joel coming to Phillips Arena on February 28th.
This next artist we want to include, even though you're not that much of a fan.
I am.
Bette Midler? I'm just kidding.
You got me, Steve.
So the Divine Miss M. Boy, what a show that's going to be.
So here's what's funny about that. When that show was announced, I had like 80 emails from all my friends. Like, Bette Midler's coming. Bette Midler's coming.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
I can't wait for this show. Bette Midler going on tour May 13th. It's going to be me and the Midtown community, and I can't wait. Phillips Arena.
A band's coming that uses a symbol. The official name is the Delta.
Alt-J.
Right.
Although it looks like you're playing the triangle over there, Steve.
That's what. Yes, I am.
Yes. So that's coming to Chastain Park Amphitheater on Saturday, April 4th, and they're an English indie band. They're already sort of making waves in the rock music scene, but some of their songs have landed on pop radio. They're getting a lot of attention, getting really popular, and they're already booking these shows way, way, way in advance.
Joe Newman, the lead singer. Very unique voice. An acquired taste, let me just say that.
Just like you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. There you go.
Totally kidding.
Zing. Where are they playing and when is that?
That's Alt-J in Atlanta at Chastain on Saturday, April 4th. Another great show to look forward to in 2015.